Welcome
to Talking Comics episode
79. I know I didn't change it on your sheet.
Wow. Wow, Dad. Wow. You just messed up our whole intro. Now we have to do that again. Good job. You say welcome.
Welcome
to Talking Comics episode 79. Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, we did it that time.
Whoop, whoop. Whoop, whoop.
I thought it was still episode 77.
Sorry, that was last week.
So who is the lucky number 78?
Lauren Hazel, the marketing lady. So put a bunch of clips out this week with her. They went pretty well. That episode was pretty cool. A lot of good information for people that, you know, want to know how to market, need to know how to do it.
I don't like.
Huh?
No, like, not like that.
Yeah, she was pretty cool. So go check that out. Got released on Tuesday or Wednesday.
I gotta watch that.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
And then Amped Comics.
Get 10% off by using code TCP10 at checkout.
There you go. And Allegra Printing for all your,
for all your printing needs.
Whatever,
oh, God.
Whatever you need printed, they'll print it.
They'll print it.
So that'll be cool. Speaking of printing, we're getting really close.
What month is it?
Today.
No, like what month is that con?
Which one?
The Michigan one. Where we
that
go.
One's in May. So we've got one in April at the moment.
Don't we have one this month?
There might be one at the end of February, but I don't know. It's going to be close. We'll see. There's apparently one in Wilkesboro.
We got to go to that one.
Right. So we'll go. I don't know if we'll get a booth, but we'll probably go to it.
Isn't there one this month?
Not one we're going to be able to go to. Not a comic one. You're thinking of the gaming convention we're going to next week.
Yeah.
Next weekend.
Convention, so. Con, same thing.
Yeah. But we're going to a gaming convention with a bunch of people we know from...
But that's still comic-y.
Yep.
Geeky. You know, geeky.
So, well, that definitely, we're so going to take the podcast stuff with us. We're going to record some episode stuff while we're there.
Jamie has to be on one of our episodes.
Of course.
So, if Jamie's not on one of the episodes, I will die.
Yeah, we'll be in person with Jamie.
Okay, great.
Buffy and
great.
You got to remind me to take those comics. I've got to put them somewhere. I've got comics I need to take to Buffy, so...
Why do you need to take?
Because I do.
Thank you.
Yeah, so we will be going to a gaming convention in a couple weeks, or not, well, a week from tomorrow, actually. So you'll miss another day of school. Do we want to go into that on the podcast?
No, we don't need to. No! No!
I think we could.
No!
Stop yelling.
We do not need to go into that.
I think we could mention.
We do not need to go into that.
We should mention it.
No, we're not mentioning it.
Why are we not mentioning you guys
suspended
for one day of school?
I'm going to punch you in the face. I'm going to edit this episode, okay?
No.
Yeah, I'm going to edit this episode. I'm going to edit this episode. So
for something that's not totally her fault, she got suspended one day of school. It's pretty funny. It's pretty dumb, actually, but she got an extra day off.
Yeah.
So that was pretty entertaining.
I just got an extra day off.
You just got an extra day off. That's all that happened.
Yeah.
So something wasn't even your fault. Nothing you did.
I got
nothing to do with you.
It did because I got suspended.
Right. But you got suspended for showing up late to school, which is the dumbest
Stupid.
Thing in the world. But whatever. That was pretty funny. That's been our entertaining week this week.
Yeah.
But you went back to school today. I went and picked you up. We went to the comic shop.
You picked me up every single day this week.
I have. I won't do tomorrow.
And imagine if I get sick and have to miss school tomorrow.
No.
I'll be so sad. And then you have to pick me up.
No. No, you're not getting sick tomorrow.
I threw up.
All right.
I have to go home.
Nope.
Yeah.
Let's go over our weekly polls. You want me to go first?
Yes.
All right. So my standard weekly polls this week, or my normal weekly polls, I got Twilight Zone, number three.
Oh, cool.
I really like that cover.
Yeah, I like that cover too.
The Batman number Batman number five. That's pretty cool. Vampirella number nine. The Shredder number four. It's pretty cool.
I'm doing the sound effects.
I hear that.
Of what each comic I think would sound like.
All right. The all-new Spider-Gwen Ghost Spider.
Ooh. Interesting.
The Carmen Red Claw. A Dark Horse, 104.
Cool.
It's going to be interesting.
That's cool.
Hopefully it's like a Western type story. So
it snowed outside.
Looks cool.
Yo. Not a few days ago, like last year.
All right, and then I got the Absolute Batman Arkham special. So that's going to be cool. This was in my box. I had nothing to do with it. I have to open it because it's blank. But.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, right? It's blank. Technically, it is blank. So it is a blank cover, but it's a blank Dick Tracy. So that's kind of cool. Number one.
Kill.
So that's the original cover.
That's a cool cover. I like that.
So that's pretty cool. It was in my box. So I assume that he found it or came in. He's like, I know AJ will buy this. So he was right.
He was right.
And then on my journey into mystery today, we'll go over in my reading, but I did pick up two more things to be able to continue my journey into mystery. So I now have enough to get me until, I'm pretty sure, 3 months into the year. So I got the Epic Collection of the Mighty Thor, The Wrath of Odin. This is 131 to 153. Oh, I don't think I showed this one yet. Hold on. So before that, I got this one for like $8 online. I got the Essential Four Thor Volume 2, which this covers some of the ones I already have. So this goes 113 to 136. I'm only going to really need this for 3 issues, and it's all in black and white, so I'm not thrilled about reading it in black and white, but it's going to have like 4 or 5 issues that I actually need to read that'll have to be read into this book. Because I don't have like the single issue, or I'm not buying the number 2, volume 2 omnibus. Now, I did buy the volume 3 Thor omnibus.
Oh my God. How much was that?
Too much.
How much was it? I want to know.
Too much.
How much was it? Please tell me.
I got a deal on it. I didn't realize, or maybe I did. I don't remember it when I bought it, that it was brand new. It's still in the cellophane, which is really cool. But this actually, this is going to get me to 153 to 194. So this will take me to 194. And yeah, I was looking at buying all the Epic Collection books. This is volume 3. I was going to get 4 through whatever, but some of these books are really hard to find and really expensive. And one of the books that I needed, one of the Epic Collections, like I think it was volume 5, was like $300. And I got this for under $200. It's $125 cover price. I did pay almost like $180 for it, but that was my Christmas gift to myself. But I got what I needed cheaper and more issues by getting this volume than I could have gotten one of the Epic Collections.
Oh.
So Yeah, so I do have enough to get me to the first 3 months of the year now for my Journey into Mystery, Mighty Thor, read one a day.
$180? I don't even know. I've never even seen that much money.
It's a lot of money. It is too much money, but it is, you know. I will end up getting volume 4 and 5 of the omnibus are pretty reasonable. They're between $60 and $80. So I'll get both of those. And then I'm going to have to go back to getting the Epic Collection books to read until I get to like 330. And then there's the Walt Simonson omnibus that I can get. So the journey is started. The journey is alive. We'll just say that with all these books. So
wait, hold up the essential book.
The essential book?
Yeah. Where's that graded comic you got?
It's right here.
Is that like the same?
Yeah, it's the same cover.
Yeah, it's the same. Yeah.
Same image on the cover.
That's cool.
So I like this omnibus cover because it's got Galactus on it and Thor and Hela.
I just like how chunky it is.
Oh, it's chunky. Should we open it and look at it? I know. Now I don't want to open it.
Now you don't want to open it. That's so bad.
I gotta open it to be able to read it.
Oh, my God. Hold on. We just have to, like, admire it. Take some pictures. Admire it.
Somebody said I should just read online, but I really like reading, you know, in person. But I don't know. I'm not going to open it right now, but I probably will. We got to read the Epic Collection before we get to that. So this Epic Collection goes to 1-3. So there is a couple overlap because this one starts at 1. No, this one's one overlap. This one is 153 to 194. This goes to 131 to 153 plus an annual. And these aren't bad. These are pretty cool to read.
So. Can I have a Harley omnibus? I was like, this.
We'll have to see if we can find one.
Because I want to take it to school.
So out of that favorite pulls, I guess out of my weekly pulls, it's definitely that the Western one. And then that omnibus is pretty freaking cool. So
yeah,
those the one I'm looking forward to reading the most. I mean, the omnibuses are cool. But again, my favorite pull and probably the one I'm looking forward to the most for sure out of this, the Arkham and the Carmen Red Clan. Those are the two that I'm looking forward to reading the most. Followed by the Twilight Zone. So, what did you get this week? You got a little bit more than you got last week.
A little bit more. I got this wonderful Poison Ivy cover. There's a glare. This was the only alternate cover they had in the store. The rest were eight covers. And I was like, I'll take that. So I took it. And I really like this cover.
So which one are you looking forward to reading?
Oh, that's such a hard decision. Like, technically can't read this yet because I kind of need to read number one.
True.
I have not read number one yet.
We got to get you a couple of the books or something to get you caught up.
So, it's such an amazing. But which one is my favorite that I pulled this week? Oh, my God. This is such a hard decision. Oh my God. I got to think about this. Okay, I made my decision. I think it's...
It's that one? Okay. What do you have next week coming out? Let's see.
Harley?
Nope. Next week we have...
Nothing.
You have a Supergirl next week. But next week is also The Digger. And Do Not Disturb.
Nice.
And an Artillery. So three Invader comics coming next week. So that'll be awesome. Go get those. Go buy them.
Please.
Can't wait. all right, what did you read this week?
You know that Suicide Squad trade? Yeah, I read some of that in school.
Okay.
I read like half of it.
All right. So I read every night, keeping up my reading under my flashlight.
Oh my God.
I read
in your bed like a 5-year-old.
Yep.
Sorry.
I read The Journey into Mystery 101 to 107 so far. I'll read 108 tonight. So I've started the collection. You can kind of see I block it, but I finished this book. Two more stories in the second book that I've got. And then I'll make the switch over to Oh, no, I have the third book right here. So once I finish this book, I'll have to go over to the Essential Collection.
Wait, did you finish the second book?
No, I'll finish it. I got two more nights. 108, 109 to read in that book. And then
Yeah.
that little book is 110 to 119. And I'll have to read the Essential for like 10 days. And then I can go into the Omnibus. No, I can go into the Wrath of Odin book. And then once I finish the Wrath of Odin book, then I can go into the Omnibus volume 2 through or volume 3, 4, and 5. And then we have to go back to Epic Collection.
Okay.
I've got it all mapped out, trust me. I've been working hard on my list, so I don't know what she said. It's okay.
Yeah.
All right. So what did Oh, and plus I read Marvel Red Band number 4, the
Keel.
Marvel Zombies
How
Red
are
Band number 4.
those?
It was good. Pretty good.
Keel.
Cool.
Stop. You can't say that. I can only say that because that's my cool.
Oh, cool.
Keel. No, but you have to say it a certain way. You have to go. Like, when I touched snow, I was like, Keel. Oh, I went outside barefoot while it was snowing. And I picked up a piece of snow. I said, Keel. And then went back in the house and went back to bed.
You're
Remember
funny.
that?
You're funny.
I know. I'm
The
not funny. I'm
favorite
practical.
one that I read this week,
Stop.
I think, was 104. Actually, no, it's all of them now have the Tales of Asgard, a 5-page story about a tale in Asgard. Those have been really good. So those are by far my favorite that I've been reading, the Tales of Asgard. And so we are current. It's the 8th of January, and I've read 7. So it's not bedtime yet. So I'll read 8 tonight.
It's 7:21.
Yeah. So what'd you play this week? In the last week?
I played Fortnite.
Fortnite? Anything else?
No.
Nah.
Nah.
No. You play Fortnite. Your VR?
Oh yeah, I did play some VR.
I did play a little bit of your VR one day too, just for
I
fun.
played Job Simulator.
Okay. And then I played Baldur's Gate 3. Watched a couple movies. I rewatched the first Thor movie. It was great. Yeah, it was fun. Do you want to do your bag? I know all the issues we had. We only got one blind bag this week. I let her get one more of the Elvira ones
So I didn't actually get it
because she
open
didn't get
and
to
have
open it.
the nice feeling,
So I
the
got her one
jiggly
more,
feeling
and we
of,
could feel that move in the bag. So we're
yes,
pretty
it
sure it's not
moves. It's not
glued
glued, I don't
to the
think.
bag. So
So let's see what we get. Oh, wait, you might want to pull up the covers. Actually, don't. They're not going to have it. I can just look in the back of the book. But you might want to pull up Etsy. I'll wait.
hold on a second. Don't you have one over here? No, the only one I do have this one still on my desk, and we'll go over that in a minute. But all right, go ahead, because I can open up to the back of it.
Oh, it's the red
Oh, the
one.
red version. Let's see if that's in this
Oh,
book.
that's cool. It's not a virgin.
Let me see it.
Hold on.
Because I'm not seeing it in the book. It's not in here either.
That's cool. Not in the back of the book.
So it's a red
Non-virgin.
non-virgin is not in the list either.
Cool. I like it.
Let's
So
see.
now I got a green and red like Christmas. And I can't even open up the green one.
Nope. That's crazy. Well, the green one's a virgin.
I know. Christmas. I really
All
like
right.
this. This is cool.
Well, there you go. So you got to open up the red.
This Mark Spears is cool. I like it.
So something new that I'm gonna do. Oh, well, so let's go into that real quick. I sent an email, no response as of yet. I've also messaged them on their Instagram and their Facebook profile, which is basically the same thing, their Meta profile. I've gotten no response. So
Wow.
we're gonna send another email at least once a week until we get a response. We are hearing that the Marvel issues are you can return them for a refund to your store, and then they have to send them in to their distributor and get refunded, and then they'll get refunded through Marvel, but no talk of replacements or anything like that. So, I mean, I'm not going to return mine. I'm going to keep them, but because I really got the, I've got the 1-in-100 Scotty. So
it's for the experience.
You know, it's just, it is still disappointing, but it'll be a story I can tell my grandkids, I guess.
No.
I'm not going to have grandkids.
Yeah, talk to Victoria about that.
Yeah, no. I'm good without having grandkids. I'm too young for grandkids.
Maybe about 20 years.
Maybe in 20 years, yeah.
I'll be like 31. Victoria will be, I forgot, because I forgot her age.
It's fine.
She'd be like 42.
In 30 years, she'll be 54.
I said 20.
Oh, in 20 years. She'll be, yeah, 44. She'll be my age.
That's funny.
So.
I'll be 24.
You'll be 21. Or no, you'll be 31. Jeez, I can't do math today.
Me either. It doesn't matter.
Neither can your school, so.
That's funny.
They can't add 4 plus 3. That's out hilarious. There in the comments, tell us what 4 plus 3 is.
I know what it is.
I'll give you a hint. It's not 9.
It's not 9. It's 7.
All right, so I added a little new thing this year, for this year. I thought it'd be cool to talk or just at least go over or pick one this week in comic history. So something that happened the week of our show in the history of comics. Could be last year this week. It could be, in this case,
1929.
January 7th, 1929. Buck Rogers and the Tarzan strip premiered. So two iconic adventure strips debuted on the exact same day. Buck Rogers in the 25th century AD and Tarzan of the Apes, launching huge media franchises and influencing decades of sci-fi and adventure storytelling.
That's cool.
Both debuted on the exact same day. Basically, the Avengers of newspaper comics launched before superheroes even existed. Pretty cool. That was a pretty cool thing. So I kind of like that. We're going to just, you know, take 2 seconds here, 2 minutes. And
1, 2.
Or a minute to go over, you know, just the history of comics. We can all learn together. Wait, what did you say?
I said important history.
Yeah, we got to have a theme song, right? I got to play a clip.
Important history.
Just like 4
plus.
Plus what?
1 equals 5. Because I'm 5 plus 6 equals 11, which is my age.
This week in comic history.
No. Important history. I like that better.
You are the star of the show.
I know I am. Because, like, everyone likes me.
That's right. Everybody loves you.
Yeah.
Except, never mind.
Yeah, except who?
I was going to go over the...
Do it.
The girl.
Do it.
No.
Do it.
No.
Do it. Funny.
You are just a troublemaker. I'm learning more that my daughter is, you know, a troublemaker at school. You get suspended. You don't get invited to participate in certain things because of...
The stuff that I didn't even do.
You don't get along with others. It's a good thing we got this podcast for you to be on to, you know,
raise my reputation.
Raise your reputation, exactly.
I didn't even do anything to her, though. That's the thing.
Craziness. Guess what time it is?
I guess question time.
You are correct.
Yeah, I got it right the first time.
You got your first correct answer.
Question time. Question time. It's where I ask Kim questions. It's where he asks me questions sometimes. Woo, 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 woo. Ask me about all this different stuff. All this different stuff. Woo, woo. Yeah.
Question time. All right.
Thank you.
We've got multiple
credit.
Choice. You chose comic board game trivia.
I did? Oh, yeah, I did. I forgot.
So this is multiple choice. So you have a 25% chance of getting it correct.
Yeet.
Number one, which game helped popularize cooperative superhero board games. Would it be A, Heroescape, B, Marvel United, C, Monopoly Marvel Edition, or D, Risk Adventures? And it would be a co-op game.
I'll take B for 500.
B for 500?
Yes.
All right, you are correct. I liked how you did that, though. B for 500, so you have 500 points. Now, you got to remember, if you answer one and you're like B for 1,000 and you're wrong, that gets subtracted from.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
I like this a lot.
I like that.
All right, so not only do you have to wager, you have to guess the right answer. You have to wager an amount of points.
It's like gambling.
It's like Jeopardy, but you don't have the answer. The questions don't.
But you gamble your points away.
You definitely would. All right.
Okay.
So Marvel Legendary, great game by the way.
Yes.
Is best described as what type of game? A, a dice rolling dungeon crawler.
No.
B, competitive area control.
No.
C, a deck building card game, or D, a role playing game.
I'll take C for 700.
Correct. So you are currently at 1,200 points.
I know.
All right. Which DC hero?
Because I played it once.
You have played it.
I have
with
played
me.
Once.
I have a lot of Legendary.
Yeah,
I
we
really
should
like
play
that.
It tonight.
We should. I love that game.
Me too.
Which DC hero has appeared in more board games than any other? Superman, Wonder Woman, Batman, or The Flash?
Oh, Batman for 200.
You are correct. You have 1,400 points.
I know, because I'm the best.
All right. In Sentinels of the Multiverse, players take on the role of A, villains trying to conquer Earth.
Hold on. I've never heard of that. What is that?
I'm sorry. There are no explanations given.
You're mean.
In Sentinels of the Multiverse, players take on the role of villains trying to conquer Earth, heroes saving the world, neutral civilians, or cosmic entities.
I'll take B for 100.
Correct. You're at 1,500
I
points.
I haven't gotten one right.
Wrong. What makes Marvel Champions different from Marvel United? It uses miniatures. It's competitive. It's a LCG, a living card game. It has no expansions.
Repeat, please.
What makes Marvel Champions different from Marvel United? It uses miniatures. It's competitive. It's a living card game. It has no expansions.
What does a living card game mean?
It's kind of like... It's not a trading card game like Magic or Pokemon. It's not a deck building game. It's a living card game where the cards you can kind of... I'm not 100% sure. I'm trying to think of other examples of living card games. I know what they are. I probably have 10 of them, and I just can't think of it at the moment.
Like cards get like put to you?
Let's just Google the definition of living card game. How about that? I'll help you that much.
Thank you. I feel so honored.
You should. You wouldn't do the same for me.
I would. I'm not mean. That guy used to be. I'm nice now.
Oh, so it is kind of like a deck building game too, because it's basically a living card game is a set, and if an expansion comes out, it's the same expansion. You know, it's not like a trading card game like Magic where you get, or Pokemon where you get a random pulls. Each box has the same thing in it.
Okay.
So, uses miniatures, it's competitive, it's an LCG, or has no expansions.
I'll take 100 for LCD.
You are correct.
Boom, baby!
1,600 points.
I was not sure about that, so I just bet it 100.
Which Batman board game is known for its massive miniatures and deep rule set? Batman Love Letter, Batman Gotham City Chronicles, Batman Flux, or Batman Monopoly?
I'm going to say Batman. Wait, what were the options again?
Love Letter, Gotham City Chronicles, Flux,
okay,
or Monopoly.
I'm going to say Gotham City Chronicles because the Chronicles of Penelope is coming out this year.
A small town tucked inside a quiet comic shop. Something magical is waking up. Billy never felt like he belonged. A new school, a couple of bullies, and no real friends. But everything changes when he finds a forgotten comic in the dollar box. From the pages of a comic comes a tiny shape-shifting hero, determined to help Billy find his confidence. He whispers encouragement, he sneaks through the halls, and he shows Billy the hero he can become. Because sometimes all it takes is one unexpected friend to help you rewrite your story. From the dollar bin to the real world, The Chronicles of Penelope, an all-ages fantasy one-shot adventure. A story about courage, friendship, and the magic waiting in every comic shop. Created and written by A.J. Ryman. Illustrated and co-written by Mike Algier. Are you ready for issue one?
Bravo.
I know.
Nice tie-in.
I know.
How many points are you wagering on that?
Well, is it correct? Oh, it's wrong, isn't it? I'm going to say 200.
You're correct.
Oh, yeah.
1,800 Boom. Points.
Boom. And I tied it in.
And you tied
and
it
And I tied it in.
Yep. You might get bonus points for that.
Please give me bonus points for that.
All right. You're at 1,801.
Okay. Thank you.
You got one bonus point for that.
Worth it.
But very well done.
Thank you. It is coming out this year. You can get
That's
a free
crazy.
You can get a free preview of the Chronicles of Penelope. Yeah.
By subscribing to
our Substack. Woo.
And I can give you a preview of her cover.
No.
Okay. Which you can only buy if you're a paid subscriber on Substack.
You made that a thing?
I'm making that a thing.
Please don't make that a thing.
Which publisher is responsible for Marvel United? Hasbro, Fantasy Flight Games, Simon Games, or Ravensburger Games?
Please repeat.
Which publisher publishes Marvel United?
Marvel United.
Hasbro, Fantasy Flight Games, Simon Games, or Ravensburger Games?
I'm going to take a B for 100.
B for 100? You are wrong. So you are down to 1701.
What was it?
It was Simon Games.
Okay. Oh, that's the one I thought I picked.
No, you picked B, Fantasy Flight Games.
And I did not mean to pick.
You picked B, Fantasy Flight Games. We can rewind the tape if we need to.
Please do that.
What is a common feature of the comic-inspired board game? A, players' elimination early in the game. Cooperative gameplay. Hidden trader mechanics only, or sports simulation?
Me is confusion.
All right. No. So what is a common feature of a comic-inspired board game? Is it player's elimination early in the game, a cooperative gameplay, a hidden trader mechanics,
I'm going to take sports? Hidden trend. I'm going to take D for one.
Wait. Sports simulation?
No.
So you're taking C, hidden trader mechanics only?
Yeah.
How many points?
100.
You are wrong. So you're down to 1601. It is the cooperative gameplay. You gotta think, like superheroes are cooperative, help each other, like the Avengers. Which game lets players build a hero deck over time using iconic comic characters?
Okay, I think I know what this is.
Is it the DC deck building game, Risk Marvel version, HeroClix, or Guess Who Marvel?
It's not Guess Who.
Okay.
That's a
You're not saying D.
Please repeat other options except the ones that I marked out.
The DC deck building game, Risk, Marvel Edition, or HeroClix.
What is Risk Marvel Edition?
Risk is like, it's like a simpler version of Axis and Allies.
Okay, so I'm not going to take that one.
Okay, so there are two left that you say players build a hero deck over time would be HeroClix or DC deck building game.
What is HeroClix?
That's the one where the little, you have one, well, you had one. Little, they're the little figures with the dial on the bottom.
Yes.
That's HeroClix.
What do they do? What is HeroClix?
It's a miniatures game, and you, like, when it takes damage, you click the dial, oh, and their stats cool. change.
I'm going to say the one that's not HeroClix, DC deck building game, for 1,000.
1,000?
No, stop. No, I didn't.
You are correct. You have 2601.
Why were you doing that?
Because that's what game shows do.
Like, I don't like you. Why are you doing that to me?
Which last one? So you have 2601 points. Which of the these games can be played completely solo? Monopoly, Marvel Edition, Marvel Champions, Risk, or Clue?
You can play Clue, pretty sure, by yourself. Am I correct? Can you or can you not?
I don't know.
I'm going to take that. I'm going to take Clue for 5 points? 500.
500. Clue for 500? That is incorrect.
No!
You can play Clue, but it's not.
You can play Clue, though.
Right.
So I'm correct.
But Marvel Champions was the right answer.
But I'm correct because you can
Not
play
really.
Clue. Yes, I am because you
so
can play
you
Clue.
You finished with a grand total of 2101. Not bad, not bad. I like the point wagering. I like that.
You're
gonna go down. That was pretty cool. So, all right, it is your turn for this or that.
You're going down.
How do we make it to where I can wager points in this or that?
Just wager it. This or that comic board game. Marvel Legendary or DC deck building game?
Legendary, for sure.
Four?
Oh, but you get to pick if it's right or wrong.
Exactly. But I picked beforehand.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go. So this adds a layer to it because I got to go with the answers I think you're going to choose are correct, even though it's not the ones I necessarily would think is correct.
Exactly.
And wager my. All right. I'm going to go Marvel Legendary for 1 point.
They actually have to be Jeopardy. 100, 200, 300, 400, 500, 600, 700, 900, and 1,000.
Well, it's actually 1 to 500, then it's double Jeopardy, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. But, okay.
hold on. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4,
All right, so it's,
500.
You want me to go 1, 2, 3, 4, or 500? 1 through 1,000. 100 to 1,000 is what I can wager.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
But
well,
no
gonna,
odd numbers.
I'm going to go 100.
You are correct.
Oh, so I have 100 points. All right, cool.
Okay. Marvel.
I have a good feeling about finishing more positively this way.
Marvel United or Marvel Champions?
I've not played either one of those. I don't have. I'm going to go Marvel Champions.
Four. Dang.
Was I right or wrong?
Wrong, you have 0 points.
All right, I'm back to zero. Okay.
Okay, Batman Gotham City Chronicles or Batman the Animated Series Adventures?
I have a couple of the Batman Gotham City Chronicle figures, and I love them, and I would love to play that game. So that's my choice. I'm going to go 500.
You are correct, and you have 500 points.
Woo! All right.
X-Men Mutant Insurance.
Insurrection.
I said insurance. or sanitizing of the multiverse?
Sentinels of the Multiverse. I'm going to pick Sentinels of the Multiverse because that one's always, I kind of want to play that, but I'm only going to risk 100.
Okay, you are at 400, sir.
Oh, I lost 100. Okay.
Okay. But I like X-Men Mutant Insurance better because I like
Insurrection,
insurance.
But okay.
Okay, because I like saying the word insurance. Okay, co-op victory or player elimination?
I'm going to go co-op victory for 500. Was that correct?
Hold on, I'm doing math. Okay, you have 900 points. I don't like you.
All right.
Dice rolling or card dividing?
Driven. It depends on the game, really, but probably card driven. I'm going to go 500. So am I at 1,400?
Mm-hmm.
This is the best this or that ever.
Not really. Heavy strategy or fast and fun?
Fast and fun.
Four.
1,200.
You have 1,200.
That was wrong. Fast and fun was too wrong?
Yeah.
Oh.
I pick them before.
Well, I mean, the problem is when I like heavy strategy games, but nobody plays them with me.
I'll play them with you.
Like Axis and Allies.
Unless they're Axis and Allies.
Exactly. That's heavy strategy.
Yeah, because it takes like 8 hours to set up the game.
But I do enjoy the, like we played the DC Deceased game.
That's fun.
And that's got some pretty good strategy to it.
Okay.
Next. And you did enjoy that.
I'm supposed to say that.
Yeah, I'm waiting on you.
Okay. One-shot game, night, or campaign mode?
Campaign mode.
Four.
Like D&D.
Four.
100 points.
You're at 1,300, sir.
I didn't think I was going to get that one.
Solo play or group only?
Group play for 400.
Stop.
I don't think Annika likes this new version of the point system. Am I at 1,700?
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
Narrative driven or pure mechanics?
I like narrative driven. And I'm going to wager four? 500. Am I at 2,200?
Yes. Oh my God.
All right.
Leaving curve or pick up and play?
Learning curve or pick up and play? Pick up and play, because those are like the most fun games, like Love Letter and, you know, those quick, fun flux games and stuff.
Four?
100. Am I at 2,300?
Why you gotta do this to me?
Man, this is gonna be the year of positive points.
Okay. This one I'm going to do correct anyways. Okay, so. Rules heavy or house rules welcome?
Rules heavy. I'm gonna pick house rules welcome, but it's very limited. Like, I don't like a lot of house rules. I like a couple here and there, like if something's really confusing or we think the rules is really dumb, we'll change it.
Four.
So I do allow house rules, but not like not every rule that's going to just break the game, right?
Four. 1,000?
No, I'm only going to go.
I think you should.
I'm only going to go 200.
I don't like you.
Was I right or wrong? I was right?
No, unfortunately.
Oh. So I finished at 2,100?
But now, I'm going to subtract.
Well, hold on. No.
What?
I finished at 2,100. You finished at 2,101 because you got a bonus point.
K. Because I tied something in.
Because you tied panel Pete in.
Yeah. Okay, so.
So that seems fair. We're good.
Fair? Absolutely not. I don't like fairness.
You don't like fair?
So I'm going to subtract from what I think you should not have gotten right.
What?
So your grand total now is -1 because you gave me that 1 point for tying in the crown code.
So I got -2100.
No, okay, fine. You get +10 because you gave me that 1 bonus point. But I still won.
You win, but there we go. I like the wagering points thing. We'll add that in for a while. I love the history that we tied in. If there's a segment you want to see us do, let us know in the comments or message us, whichever, email.
This is cool. I like it.
You got your Harley.
I'm going to put it up there.
That was fun. We're going to, let's see, this week.
It looks so good right now.
This coming week. What do we got going on? Just a normal week. We're going to the convention next weekend, but we'll do our normal episode on Thursday. And then we'll do a convention recap the following week, and we might drop some videos from the convention, or we'll see what we do there.
Yeah.
But we'll get to hang out with some friends and play some games that we haven't played and friends we haven't seen in a while. So
I'm ready to see Jamie.
Yep. I haven't seen him since
that one day that we played games.
I mean, I saw him in person when we went. It's Labor Day weekend. I think it's the last time I saw him. So when we went to Alaska.
You saw him in person? Out to me.
Yeah.
You are so mean.
Sorry.
I did talk to him in VR, though.
Yeah, you did play some VR with him.
Yeah, that was fun.
So, yeah, come check us out. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok,
and
Substack.
The Chronicles of Panel P is coming out this year, 2026.
That's insane.
And you can get your free preview by signing up for our Substack. Yeah, it's like so good. You have to buy it.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah. And then
we're almost done. We only got like 3 pages left to do.
You can secretly get my cover.
You can get her cover.
But please don't get it.
You can get her cover if you're a paid subscriber on Substack.
And I might give some away.
No.
Yes.
You can do remarks on the blank covers.
What does remarks mean?
Where you mark it. You draw on it.
I have an idea.
Yeah.
Can we do blind bags?
I don't think we're going to do blind bags. Just, we are going to do, I did look in today, we're going to do metal bookmarks.
What do you mean?
We're going to do metal bookmarks. And we're going to do, I'm looking at bookmarks, pins.
Little panel erasers that you put on your pencil.
That would be
cool. And you can erase it. That's so perfect.
That would be cool. So we'll look at that. Pins. I'm just trying to look at, you know, add stuff.
Panel Pete's shoelaces.
Don't think I'll do shoelaces.
I need some new shoelaces for my shoes.
You do, but we'll get you some shoelaces. But yeah, we're looking to do all that stuff. So just keep an eye on all our socials, our blog now that's on Substack.
We have a blog?
Yeah, blogs.
What is a blog?
Blog posts and newsletters.
What's a blog and a blog?
So a blog's a written version. So every episode I do a written blog on each episode. And post it to Substack. So,
cool. Is anyone subscribed yet? How many?
I have no idea. I think it's, you know,
300.
No, it's nowhere near 3.
2.
It's more than 2. It's like 10. So, but that's where you can sign up, get a free preview. You'll get our newsletter, you get our blogs, little inside information, behind the scenes.
I don't want that.
And yeah. So, it's been a good episode. Good job.
I'm tired. I'm going to sleep.
Not welcome. So instead of welcome, what's the opposite of welcome?
Get out!
Get out. Get out of episode 79.
Or 77.
It's not 77.
When you
79.
Forgot to mark.
Thank you all for listening. Likes, follow.
And the Chronicles of Panel Heat is coming out this year.
This year. So everybody have a great day.
Bye. Thank you.
comic creators, artists, writers, world builders, this is your call to action. Here at Talking Comics, we love diving into the stories behind the story. Whether you're just starting out or you've been in the game for years, we want to hear your journey, your creative process, and what fuels your imagination. So, ready to talk comics with us? Message us or hit the link in our bio and be a guest on Talking Comics.
Trying to start a podcast but feeling stuck? At Aquatio, we help creators make waves with everything you need to bring your voice to life. Hosting, recording, editing, and marketing. Whether you're starting from scratch or just need a little help polishing your sound, we're here to hydropower your creativity. Comment on this video or DM us today and let's dive in.